I say thank you very much, and tell you one thing, is it sure is nice being out of that prison over there. A lot of people asked me when I went back to Chicago last night, they said, well, how were the Negroes in Birmingham taking it? What did they act like? What did they look like? I said, man, I got off the plane at 10:30, arrived at the motel at 11, and by 1 o'clock I was in jail. So I know what you all mean when you refer to the good old days. And I asked one guy, I said, what is the good old days? He said, 10 B.C. and 15 B.C. I said, well, baby, you're not that old. He said, no, I mean 10, 15 years before Bull Connor got here. So many Negroes in jail over there the day I was in, when you looked out the window and seen one of them walking around free, you knew he was a tourist. Got back to Chicago last night and the guy said, well, how would you describe the prison scene? I said, baby, it was just wall to wall us. So I don't know, really, when you stop to think about it, that's some mighty horrible food they was giving us over there. The first couple of days, it tastes bad and look bad, and after that, it tastes like home cooking. Matter of fact, it got so good, the third day, I asked one of the guards for the recipe. But you know, really, I don't mind going to jail myself. I just hate to see Martin Luther King in jail. For various reasons. One, when the final day get here, he's gonna have a hard time trying to explain to the boss upstairs how he spent more time in jail than he did in the pulpit. But when I read in the paper in Chicago where they had him in jail Good Friday, I said, that's good. And I was praying and hoping when they put him in Good Friday, they had checked back there Easter Sunday morning, he would have been gone. Yeah, that'd have shook up a lot of people, wouldn't it? I don't know how much faith you have in newspapers, but I read an article in the paper a couple of days ago where the Russians, did you see this big? They gave it a lot of space where the Russians claimed that they found Hitler's head. Did you even see that? Well, I want to tell you that's not true. No. You want to find Hitler's head, just look right up above Bull Connell's shoulder. See, to be honest with you, I don't know why you call him Bull Connor. Yeah, let's say bull, that's half of it. A couple of them hip sisters over in the corner. But I don't know, when you stop and think about it, I guess little by little, when you look around, it kind of looked like we doing all right. You know, I read in the paper not too long ago where they picked the first Negro astronaut. That shows you so much pressure is being put on Washington, these cats just reach back and they're trying to pacify us real quick. A lot of people was happy that they had the first Negro astronaut. Well, I'll be honest with you, not myself. No, I was kind of hoping we got a Negro airline pilot first. But they didn't give us a Negro airline pilot, they gave us a Negro astronaut. You realize we can jump from the back of the bus to the moon? Yeah, Yeah, that's about the size of it. Now, I don't know why this cat let him trick him into volunteering for that space job. They're not even ready for a Negro astronaut. You never heard of no dehydrated pig feet. I never would let him give me that job myself. No, I wouldn't. That's one job I don't think I could take. Just my luck, they put me in one of them rockets and blast it off. We land on Mars somewhere. Cat walk up to me with 27 heads, 59 jaws, 19 lips, 47 legs, and look at me and say, "I don't want you marrying my daughter neither." Or I'd have to cut him. So I don't know. You stop and think about it. We all confused. I'm very confused. I'm married. A wife can't cook. No, it's not funny. How do you burn Kool-Aid? And you know, raising kids today is such a difficult task. These kids are so clever. They're so hip. My son walked up to me not too long ago. He said, "Daddy, I'm going to run away from home. Call me a cab." I remember when I was a kid, I told my father the same thing. I said, "Pa, if you don't give me a nickel, I'm leaving home." He said, "Son, I'm not going to give you one penny and take your brothers with you." I remember when I was a kid, if my parents wanted to punish me, it was simple. They told me, "Get upstairs to your room," which was a heck of a punishment because there wasn't no upstairs. And I just found out something not too long ago I didn't know. You don't walk into a kid's room anymore. You have to knock first. Right. So my daughter told me, I'm 3 years old, I got rights. "What do you mean you have rights? You haven't even got a job." I said, "Honey, you don't know how fortunate you are. You have a room by yourself, a bed by yourself." I said, "Honey, do you realize when I was 3 years old, so many of us slept in the same bed together. If I went to the washroom in the middle of the night, I had to leave a bookmark so I wouldn't lose my spot." She said, "Daddy, aren't you happy you're living with us now?" Well, let me tell you about this daughter of mine. Last Christmas Eve night, I walked into my daughter's room. I said, "Michelle, tonight's Christmas Eve. It's 11:30. You're 3 years old. Go to bed and get ready for Santa Claus." She said, "I don't believe in Santa Claus." I said, "What in the world you mean you don't believe in Santa Claus and I'm picking up the tab?" He said, "Daddy, I don't care what you picking up. I don't believe in Santa Claus." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because you know darn good and well ain't no white man coming in our neighborhood after midnight." So you see, we have problems. I'd like to say it's been a pleasure being here. A lot of people wonder, why would I make a decision to go to Greenwood, Mississippi? Why would I make a decision to come to Birmingham? Well, when I lay in my bed at night, and I think if America had to go to war tonight, I'd be willing to go to any of the four corners of the world. And if I'm willing to go and lay on some cold dirt, away from my loved ones and my friends, and take a chance on losing my life to guarantee some foreigner that I've never met equal rights and dignity, I must be able to come down here. But you know, it's such a funny thing how the American mind works, and this is white and Negro alike. Have many on both sides of the fence say, "Well, let it go down for publicity." One, I don't need publicity. But the amazing thing, if I had decided to quit show business and join the Peace Corps and go to South Vietnam, nobody would have said anything about publicity. Only when you decide to help us, you get a complaint. Amen. Amen. You people here in the South are the most beautiful people alive in the world today. The only person in this number one country in the world that knows where he's going and have a purpose is the Southern Negro. Bar none. And when you break through and get your freedom and your dignity, then we up north will also break through and get our freedom and our dignity. Because up north we've always been able to use the South as our garbage can. But when you make these white folks put that lid on this garbage can down here, we're going to have to throw our garbage in our own backyard, and it's going to stink worse than it stinks down here. One of the greatest problems the Negro has in America today is we have never been able to control our image. The man downtown has always controlled our image. He's always told us how we're supposed to act. He's always told us a nigga know his place. And he don't mean this, because if we knew our place, he wouldn't have to put all them signs up. And if you think we know our place, let one of us get $2 uptight on our rent and 50 cents in our pocket, and we'll kick the hinges off them doors downtown at the hotel. We've never been able to control our image. He's always told us about a Negro crime rate, to the extent that you have finally decided to believe it. This is the bad part about not being able to control your image. I've always said, what Negro crime rate? Look at it. We're not raping three-year-old kids. We haven't put 40 sticks of dynamite in mother's luggage and blew one of them airplanes out the sky. And I don't care what they say about us, we've never lynched anybody. So what Negro crime rate? If you want to see a true Negro crime rate, watch television. Look at all them gangster movies, you never see us. Because now you can look at TV week in and week out and look at all those doctor series they have on television, you'd be led to believe a Negro never gets sick. But for some reason, not being able to control our image have made us almost ashamed of us. Because anything he decides to tell us about us, we believe it and become ashamed of it. Negro crime rate? Sure, a lot of us get arrested. Why? Your answer is right out there in the street every day. You got a southerner out there on the police department that is probably the lowest form of man walking the earth today. Now, here's a man out there, didn't like you in the first place, now he got a gun. What is your crime rate supposed to look like? They've got to the point where they've made you ashamed of relief. Don't talk to so-and-so, she on ADC. I was on relief 20 years back home. Wasn't funny, but I wasn't ashamed of it, because had they gave my daddy the type of job he deserved to have, we wouldn't have needed no relief. And today this white man, not only in the South, but in America, give us fair housing, fair jobs, equal school, and the other things the Constitution say we're supposed to have, we will relieve him of relief. But until that day roll around, let him pay his dues. Oh, yeah. The old check ain't much but his study. And then you read a lot and you hear a lot about Negro women with illegitimate kids. Oh, this really makes you ashamed. Next time you pick up one of them newspapers or one of them magazines reading about Negro women with illegitimate kids, check the article out and see who wrote it. Some chick living in a neighborhood where they got abortion credit cards. Never been able to control our image. All it was, we ashamed. Talked about us for so long, we started believing it. talked about our hair for so long, for 100 years now, we've been trying to straighten our wig out. And wouldn't it be wild if you found out one day we had natural hair and it was something wrong with theirs? Every time you look around and talking about a Negro with a switchblade, to the extent we don't want to carry switchblades no more. Well, I keep me a switchblade. Yeah, I got a deal going with the white folks. I don't say nothing about their missiles, don't say nothing about my switchblade. Here's a man own half the missiles in the world and want to talk about my switchblade. I don't know one Negro in America that manufactures switchblades. Now he's going to sell me something and talk about it after I get it. But he made a lot of mistakes. And had you older people been able to figure out the mistakes he made like the younger people figured them out, we'd have had this long time ago. Yeah, he made a lot of mistakes. This man got over here and didn't even know how to work segregation. Didn't even know how prejudice worked. He just wanted to try it. Said, we got a bunch of them niggas, let's try it. And he messed up. Because any clown knows if you want to segregate somebody and keep them down forever, you put them up front. They made the great mistake of putting us in the back. We've been watching them for 300 years. Big mistake they made. We know how dirty they get their underwear because we wash them for them. They don't even know if we wear them or not. They made a couple of mistakes. It's beginning to catch up with them now. And one of the biggest mistakes they've made is that white lady. All at once, they think all we want is a white lady. And they don't understand why we want one. It's their fault. Yeah, bufferins can't advertise bufferins without one of them white ladies, so we feel we need a white lady to get rid of our headache. Every year, General Motors advertise them Cadillacs with them blondes and know we're going to get one of them cars. Every time I go to the movie, I can't see none of them pretty little chocolate drops in them dynamite love scenes. Show me one of them white ladies. Every time I look at Miss America, I can't see no mama queens. Show me one of them white ladies. So what am I supposed to want? But I'll make a deal with the good white brother. Yep, if he let me turn on television and see some of my women advertising some of them products we use so much of. If he let me go to the movie and see some of my folks in some of them good scenes. And if he let me turn on television this year and see seven of us's on Miss America to make up, then anytime he see me with a white woman, I'll be holding her for the police. Again, I'd like to say it's completely and totally my pleasure being here. I don't know how many of you in the house had kids that was in jail the 4 days I was in jail. But had you been there, as I was, walking through, listening, it was really something to be proud of. Really something to be proud of. And if something ever happens and you have to do it again, don't hesitate. Because the only thing we have left now that's going to save this whole country and eventually the world is us. He taught us honesty and he forgot how it worked himself. Nothing wrong with that white man downtown that we just have to teach him how to act. He don't know how to be fair. He don't know. We'd never complain if he was fair. Keep me a second-class citizen, but just don't make me pay first-class taxes. Send me to the worst schools in America if you must, but when I go downtown to apply for that job, don't give me the same test you give that white boy. Well, now we're going to have to teach him how to be fair. And the only thing we have to do it with is ourselves. This is it. This is all we have. He has all the police, all the dogs. Never thought I'd see the day the firemen would turn water on us in the summertime and make us hot. But they did. What these white folks don't realize is the terrific amount of police brutality that I have witnessed down here. What they fail to realize, when you let a man bend the law and aim it at us, he'll aim that same law at you. Now, these are the problems we have. Again, I am as far away from you as Delta Airlines is. Anytime there's any problem, I will be back. Thank you very much. God bless you.